Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into The Journey of Leadership by Dana Maor and her co-authors. So Sophie, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word leadership?
Oh, you know, the usual vision, strategy, and making tough calls. But this book flips that on its head. It says the real work of leadership is all internal, and honestly, that's a relief.
A relief? How so?
Because it's not about having all the answers. It's about doing the work on yourself, and that's something anyone can start, no matter where they sit.
Okay, that's a big idea. The book kicks off with this concept of the outer game versus the inner game. The outer game is all the visible stuff, like setting strategy and hitting targets.
Right. And the inner game is your mindset, your beliefs, your emotional patterns. And the authors argue that if your inner game is off, your outer game will crumble, no matter how smart you are.
So we're talking about a CEO who's brilliant at the business side, but is a total mess internally. That's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
And they call this the shadow. It's that collection of limiting beliefs and habits we all carry. Maybe you need to be right all the time, or you're terrified of looking incompetent.
And the most common shadow is the hero leader complex, right? The person who thinks they have to do everything themselves.
That's the one. It works when you're a solo contributor, but it's a killer when you're leading a team. You become the bottleneck, and you burn everyone out.
So how do you even start to fix that? The book has this whole practice called leading from the inside out.
It starts with defining your personal purpose. Not a corporate mission statement, but a real answer to why do I lead? And they talk about finding the intersection of what you're good at, what you love, and what the world needs.
So it's like the zone of excellence meets the zone of passion. And that's where your zone of purpose lies.
Yes.
And once you have that purpose, it becomes your compass when everything else is chaos.
Then there's leading with others, which is about ditching the lone genius myth and building collective intelligence.
It's a shift from power over to power through. You're not commanding, you're enabling. And that starts with psychological safety.
That's the thing where people feel safe to speak up and make mistakes, right?
Exactly.
The leader sets that tone by being vulnerable, admitting their own doubts, and responding to failure with curiosity, not blame. They even suggest tools like pre-mortems and red teaming to encourage productive conflict.
Okay, so we've got the individual and the team. But what about the whole organization? That's where leading the system comes in.
Right.
You can't change culture with a poster. You have to change the operating system, the actual processes and systems that shape behavior.
So if a company says it values innovation but punishes failure in the budget process, that's a mixed message.
Exactly.
The leader has to align the system with the culture they want. Sometimes that means making tough calls, like letting go of a high performer who's toxic to the team.
And the last practice is leading yourself, which sounds like the hardest one of all.
It's about personal energy management. You can't pour from an empty cup. They talk about mindfulness, a learning mindset, and building your own personal board of directors for support.
So basically, you need people who will tell you the truth, and you need to take time to recharge. That's not a luxury, it's a necessity.
There's a great story in the book about a CEO who realized his perfectionism was creating a culture of fear. Once he started admitting his mistakes publicly, his team actually became more confident and innovative.
That's such a counterintuitive thing, but it makes total sense. People don't trust a robot, they trust a human.
And that's the core message. The best work you'll ever do as a leader is the work on yourself. The journey is the destination.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that leadership isn't title. It's a daily commitment to self-reflection. And the more you do it, the better you get at everything else.
And that's a practice, not a one-time thing. If you want to go deeper, you can find the whole library on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen to them in any language for $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So in the end, leadership is really about becoming more human, not more superhuman. And that's a journey we can all start today. We'll see you in the next one.